KBOO News In Depth, where we take a deeper look at the top news stories impacting our community.
On December 10th, the North Portland Library will be hosting a People Power Democracy Forum on solutions to the problem of big money in politics. The event will feature groups Move to Amend, Wolfpack, Patrick Starnes, Represent Us, OSPIRG, and Honest Elections. Hans Huffman is a Wolfpack Oregon volunteer who joins us by phone. Hi, Hans, are you there?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for being with us. So, Hans, you're a volunteer with Wolfpack. Can you tell us a little bit about that organization and what motivated you to get involved?
Sure, yeah. So, Wolfpack is a national organization that has a chapter and volunteers in every state. And we are fighting to get an amendment on the United States Constitution to address the issue, the corrupting issue of money in our political system. And I started to get involved because, well, frankly, I just started to pay a little bit more attention to politics in general and what my tax dollars were funding and what they weren't funding. In my area, it seems like public schools aren't funded very well. We have healthcare issues. We have a lot of infrastructure issues. And yet here we are with a lot of our tax dollars going to give subsidies to big fossil fuel companies and some of the most profitable companies on the planet. And this is a big issue that I think is at the root of so many other issues that we're having to deal with here.
Right. And so, like you mentioned, the main focus of Wolfpack is that the solution to campaign finance and the issues that it poses is adding a 28th Amendment to the Constitution. So how would that amendment better ensure the integrity of our elections and make elected officials more accountable to the majority of Americans?
Well, an amendment to the U.S. Constitution would be something that would overrule even Supreme Court rulings. So we have some Supreme Court rulings on the book right now that basically stated that money is speech, and so that's put us in a system where some of us are only able to whisper to our politicians, where others have a megaphone and are able to shout over the rest of us. And so an amendment that addresses this would help to even the playing field among all Americans with the representation of their elected officials.
Oh, Hans, I'm sorry. This is Ken Jones. I wanted to talk a little bit about how an amendment is actually added to the Constitution. You mentioned on the website there's two ways. So the process can be done in two different ways. Can you describe those and which way Wolfpack intends to take?
Yeah, absolutely. So according to Article 5 of the United States Constitution, amendments can either be proposed by Congress. So Congress can get together and propose an amendment for any specific issue. And then the second way, the co-equal way, is it can be done through the states. So you need two-thirds of the states, so 34 states, need to call for an amendment convention about a specific topic. And thus far in our history, we have never gotten to the point of having one of these conventions this way. It's gotten close several times, but usually Congress jumps in and they just propose the amendment on their own. So ultimately, we are just hoping to prod Congress into proposing an amendment to address this issue.
Hans, I read up on the website, the Wolfpack website, that the 17th Amendment was a good example of that, and that got very close to an Article 5 convention, but it was resolved by Congress. However, the way you're doing this also is through state legislatures, and you have something in particular called the Restore Campaign Finance Integrity Joint Memorial, and you hope to get that through the 2020 Oregon State Legislative Session?
Yes, we do. That's correct. And that is a way for Oregonians through the state legislature to basically put Oregon on a list calling on Congress to propose an amendment or to call the convention to propose an amendment to address this issue.
So if we were to see transparency in campaign finance implemented in a radical way, such as in the 28th Amendment, how would that change in our politics?
It would hopefully change the motivations of our elected officials because of the current system now where we have You know, they're a lot of times dependent on just finding a few very wealthy people or corporations to fund their campaign and get them elected. They would instead be dependent upon their constituents and on the people that they represent. They would be, rather than going for more dollars from fewer people, they would be going for more votes from, you know, because they're actually representing the views of the people that they are elected to represent.
Now, also on the website, and it's fascinating because you had mentioned the Supreme Court decision. I think Citizens United is the one you're specifically mentioning, which seemed to say that, you know, money was the same thing as free speech and has kind of caused the current situation. Now, the website, one thing it said is that elected officials, at least federal officials, spend up to 70% of their time raising money and not doing the work, you know, they were sent to Washington to do. I was wondering how Wolfpack arrived at that number. What surprised me was not the 70%, it was that it wasn't more.
So I'm not sure how Wolfpack arrived at that number. I think just through through polling and statistics, checking on Congress and how they're spending their time. But this is also important, you know, in regard to the Supreme Court issue. States have tried to pass their own laws, individual states tightening up their own campaign finance systems. Montana is a great example of that, and they passed legislation, and then it's overruled by the Supreme Court rulings. You know, the Supreme Court of the United States is overruling state legislation in Montana, and, you know, we're worried about this happening in Oregon as well, as Oregon has become a state that, you know, we are one of the only states that has zero campaign contribution limits. And so if we want to tighten that up, we want to make sure that it's any measures that we take are not overturned and thwarted by previous Supreme Court rulings.
Yeah, what was also interesting on the website, Hans, was studies on the effect of big money and lobbyists on the federal government. There was one mentioned by professors Gilens of Princeton University and Page of Northwestern. They confirmed that public opinion, and I'm quoting here, holds only a minuscule, near zero, statistically non-significant impact upon public policy. I don't know any way of emphasizing more that you know, the people have absolutely no say in their government anymore. Is that's what the study seemed to find. And I guess all the influence is through lobbyists and the very wealthy in the country.
That is unfortunately true. And yeah, that study, that Princeton study, is very interesting. And I mean, unless you're into this sort of thing, it can be kind of a dull read, but I find it to be an interesting read. And the graphs, they actually, what you're talking about, they have some graph representations of it that are very interesting and stark just to view. When you plot it out on a graph, it shows that no matter if 0% of the American people or 100% of the American people are in favor or opposed to something, it has about the same chance of it passing through the legislation. Whereas when you have, you know, that's a flat line on the graph. Whereas when you have big money interest, if they're not in favor of something, then there's a much closer to 0% chance that that legislation is getting through. Whereas when those big money interests are very interested in something, there's a very high chance that that legislation is going to be passed. And that just goes to show that there is some uneven representation happening.
Right. And so for the 28th Amendment that is proposed by Wolfpack, how, you know, ideally would campaigns be funded? Are we looking at federally funded campaigns? Are we talking about campaign caps across the board or total transparency?
So there are a lot of different ideas about this that have been proposed, and Wolfpack isn't actually proposing any specific way. We are really just working on the push to, you know, state by state, to get an amendment convention called at all. So just to propose the amendment. So the amendment language has not been crafted. What we're really fighting for right now is just the chance to actually get all the states together, get delegates from all the states together, which is what the amendment convention would be. It would be a coming together of minds from all the states. Limited to the single topic of, you know, proposing an amendment to the single topic of addressing campaign finance. And So at that amendment, at the convention, is where the language would be drafted for the actual amendment.
Okay.
Now, one concern, and I know it's addressed on the Wolfpack website, Hans, that people have about an Article 5 convention. There's a lot of talk now, if enough state legislatures are taken over, say, by Republicans, they might call some kind of Article 5 convention for an amendment, say that, you know, bans abortions, which would overrule, you know, Supreme Court Roe versus Wade, of course. How would you protect against that? You kept saying that this convention would be for a single topic. How do you prevent other topics from kind of leaking in here?
Well, it's pretty well proven that the amendment convention has to be limited to the single topic of whatever the proposal is for, whatever the call is for from each state. So there have been already hundreds of amendment convention calls passed is state by state, but they're not all for the same topic. So it has to be the convention call has to be for one topic from all two-thirds of the states that actually call for it. And the language of Article 5 of the Constitution shows just the same as it is with Congress, that when they're proposing an amendment, it is limited to the single topic. And if for some reason, somehow, it could even get outside the bounds of that topic, all that comes out of the convention is just a proposal for an amendment. It still has to be ratified by the states. So Congress can't propose anything that's going to be radically outside of what all the American people want, because it's the actual American people who ratify whichever amendment comes out of that. So if the American people are not satisfied with it or deem that it's outside the scope, then they're not going to ratify it into the Constitution.
Right. And so the event that's happening next week at the North Portland Library is specifically looking at people-powered solutions to the problem of big money in politics. What does a people-powered solution look like, and what's the goal for that event?
A people-powered solution is really, it's what we're doing at Wolfpack, for example. So we are a group of just volunteers from states all across the country, several volunteers here in Oregon. And we are boots on the ground. We are organizing and building support. And this forum that we're doing, we're coming together with other organizations. And we are discussing a multi-pronged approach for all of us and all of our solutions about how to address this problem. And better ways to equal the playing field in our political system. So that's the goal of these forums. It's at the North Portland Library, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 10th. And we're very excited to talk about what we can do to help combat this corruption that we're seeing right now.
Yeah. And so, Hans, how can our KBOO listeners find out more about Wolfpack and get involved if they want to?
Well, they can head to our Facebook page, Wolfpack Oregon, or they can go to wolf-pack.com, and they will find all links to the Oregon website. But yeah, we are always looking for more volunteers. We need people to go meet with their legislators, or even just, you know, send emails and contact their legislators, go out canvassing. It's a lot of fun to get involved.
Awesome. Well, Hans, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me again. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. So we've been speaking with Hans Huffman, a volunteer with Wolfpack Oregon, which advocates for a constitutional amendment to protect transparency in campaign finance. On December 10th, the North Portland Library will be hosting the People Power Democracy Forum to discuss people-powered solutions to the dominance of special interests and big money in politics. You can find out more on their website, wolf-pack.com/states/OR. For KBOO News in Depth, I'm Althea Billings.